from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Donnie Kelly, as if they would cut the ties now or before the season comes to an end, they give him that interim title, and the team actually ends on a bit of a run, because then I feel like the negative of that is the organization may feel stuck, like, oh, these guys actually responded pretty well to this. We feel like we have to make that title more permanent.
I'm more aligned with Donnie on this. I would, at this point, if that was what they did, they removed Derek Shelton and just promoted Donnie Kelly as their full-time manager. I would be very, very disappointed in that. Two things you don't want to get fooled by: September baseball, spring training baseball. If he was hired now and just had a month and they finished with a winning record, I would not want that to be enough to give him a full run here and give him multiple years and a continuation of some of the things that Shelton did.
Would it be like Bill Stewart getting the job at West Virginia?
Yeah, a little bit. He might be his own man, but I am going to associate him with Derek Shelton.
Fair enough.
One of the things I want here, my preference after watching Shelton, it happens in hockey, you hire the opposite of the last guy you had. Mm-hmm. I want somebody with some experience, and he has none. So that's working against him. I know the only way to get experience is for someone to hire you, but unfortunately, it's not a situation where the manager here is retiring because he's too old and you just, you know, promote somebody to replace him, or a guy leaves for a better opportunity. So you're Pitt, you promote Jamie Dixon because Ben Howland's going to UCLA. You're firing a guy because of a team's collapse. That would be one of these, you know, when the sports radio caller thinks he's got one of the great takes of all time, and he said, you know what the definition of insanity is? It's doing the same thing over and over again. If you just promote Donnie Kelly, I'm thinking you're just doing the same thing. You're just keeping the same philosophy
intact.
It's
just truly is the definition of insanity.
So Donnie Kelly's a no for me.
You've got to wash your hands of this administration.
I would not feel better.
Okay.
Terry Francona.
If Terry's healthy enough, yes, because I think there's a couple things working in his favor, none of which have to do with him being from New Brighton, and I'm serious. He has a proven track record of being able to manage a big market team with big market expectations and probably the most immense pressure anybody has ever faced in a manager's chair in Boston to finally win one, and he did. And then he went to Cleveland, where the resources are less, where they are much more analogous to what the Pirates deal with most years, and seem to get almost every time, and I'm granted here, Pony, I'm not like saying that I followed them religiously every year, mm-hmm. but man, most years, don't you feel like you look up and Cleveland usually looks pretty good, better than the Pirates for sure? Like most years, lately.
So he was their manager for 11 years in Cleveland, longer than I thought, actually. He got hired in 2013, and he was there until last year. Mm-hmm. He had two losing seasons. Two out of the last 3 years, he had losing seasons. 76 last year, 80 the year before.
But then before, like 90, 92 wins, then he had the 80 and 82. COVID, I'll throw out. 93, 91, 102, 94, 81, 85, 92.
Went to a World Series. The guys. I would feel unbelievably better about them.
I'd be over the moon about it.
Oh, my God. I'd be jumping. For joy. I think that they were, I would think they're a playoff contender if they hired him.
As much as a manager, I think, is somewhat of an overrated position in baseball, you still generally have to have the horses. Obviously, there are guys who are better at it than others. He's one of them. So, way over 500 during his time as that team's manager. You know what would have me just waiting for the other shoe to drop, though, is we know his health is not, like, great. Like, how mm-hmm. long would you have him for? And I also just the problem with that is I just don't think he, because of his health, probably has the starch to do it anymore.
No, I don't think so either, but maybe he gets bored. I mean, maybe it's a situation like we saw with Bruce Bochy where he's just
sitting there eating ice cream saying, I got to do something.
And here's like a home quasi-hometown opportunity.
He would look at it. He'd look at it as a chance to be basically a legend in Pittsburgh if he turned it around and even got them to like an NLCS.
I mean, that's what Dusty Baker kept doing. Every time he was, all right, I'm retiring, then he'd come back and manage Washington. All right, I'm retiring, then he came
How
back and managed Houston.
How many toothpicks do you think Dusty went through in his career?
I got hung up on by Jim Rome by making a joke about him.
Oh, about Dusty?
Yeah.
Wait, Jim Rome hung up on you?
He hit me with the buzzer, the manual buzzer.
Oh, when you were like a caller to the show.
Yeah.
The manual buzzer.
He went, argh. Yeah. When I was like 15, I made a joke about Dusty Baker. Something about the toothpick thing. I don't remember exactly. I was pretty stoned when I made the call.
Malzie, more toothpicks, Dusty Baker or Scott Hall?
Baker.
I love that that's the kind of thing that Donnie Baker. Just chimes in with. He's got to get an answer.
I think Baker, because Baker managed... You figure Baker managed how many thousands of games in his career?
I think he's the equivalent of Danny Smith with gum. I think he's going through like 30 toothpicks a game.
Scott Hall as Razor Ramon, Donnie,
is would do one a night.
Licking one toothpick very theatrically, but I think Dusty has him covered easily.
Other potential pie in the sky Pirates manager. Oh, wait, did we get Donnie's take on how he would feel about Francona?
No, you didn't. And I would walk to his house. I would let him jump on my back and I would walk back to PNC Park if it meant that Terry Francona was the manager. Because you know what else? Chris likes bringing this up every now and then. The dude is nothing but good vibes.
Mm-hmm.
He really, but like also, well, crucial here. He's nothing but good vibes, but it is very obvious his players respect him.
Oh, remember what he did to Trevor Bauer? When Trevor Bauer threw the ball like into center field in Kansas City over the wall there, and he just absolutely dressed him down. He will...
Strong personalities on the Red Sox teams he managed, and they went to the mat.
But he'll put you in your place. He's not always...
He understands that dynamic. He understands how to be good cop and bad cop.
Exactly.
The situation dictates.
He's not always buddy-buddy with people.
Yeah, I love that. But Donnie's right in that, separate from that, he presents a very positive face of your organization.
Joe Madden,
yes.
Mr. Plantar Fasciitis.
I mean, I think he's a... you know what? I've had to not really forgive that, because it wouldn't excuse that ridiculous statement by him that was obviously designed to troll, that Jung Ho Gung turned out to be a pretty bad guy, obviously.
Remember when he caught a foul ball at a game randomly a couple of years ago in the stands?
Yes.
And it was an incredible
And they made like a big deal, like, wow, what a catch by Jung Ho Gung.
Wasn't
he doing like reality TV in South Korea? Something strange was going on. Anyway, or maybe scouting. I think Madden's a good manager, dude. And again, like Francona.
Would you like him more than Francona? He's younger.
I actually would like Francona more.
Actually, he's not younger. He's 70. Holy crap. He actually looks good for 70.
Well, yeah, he's drinking wine. It's got the tannins. Very healthy in that sense.
Pompeiani's good friends with Madden. Did you know that?
I think I did, actually, yeah. I think I did. The wine, probably. That Camus.
I think everybody just goes to the Angels and dies now, ever since Mike Socha was done there. Like, they have Mike Trout, Otani. Those guys did historic things. They lost the game 9-5. I mean, that's just the story of the Angels.
Tungsten Ormo Doyle.
And he was horrible for 3 years there. I mean, he got fired in his 30s, actually. Didn't even make it. Really only had one full year, because the other one was the COVID year.
I forgot that he started his career there.
The guy is, yes, he was. They had a mutiny there. That's when Socha got hired. He's arrogant as all get out. He thinks he invented baseball.
Good.
But I think
those are qualities I want for the Pirates manager. What was AJ Burnett? A hard ass.
I think he could manage circles around a guy like Shelton. I would welcome Joe Madden.
So would I. You're missing something about the arrogance. The Pirates, one of their major problems is this idea that they get trampled on and disrespected. It's a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
That they are treated like the little brother, or the redheaded stepchild, whatever the term you want to use in Major League Baseball. You hire a guy who thinks he basically invented the game or perfected it, and that Abner Doubleday, shove that guy to the side, you automatically give yourself some street cred in the league. You do. Burnett, as wild as he could be as far as literally on the mound, he gave them tough guy street cred. He did.
Donnie, how would you feel about Madden?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you guys said it all. Did I care for him when he was managing other teams? No, because I think the guy is very arrogant when it comes to the game of baseball. But as a manager, I always thought he was pretty fantastic.
Although, man, it would be very funny to just think about the one. You say as a manager, he's fantastic. He did almost cost the Cubs that World Series.
Sure did.
He let Aroldis chat. You want to talk about letting a guy die on the vine in a game. They were one swing away from losing that thing because Madden had no more bullets in the old gun.
Man, it would be hilarious if they brought Hurdle back. That would just be, that'd be like Billy Martin getting hired all those times with the Yankees. But then again, Murtaugh had a bunch of stints as Pirates manager. So it wouldn't be completely unprecedented.
All right, if I give you Donnie Kelly, Joe Madden, Terry Francona, rank them from most to least realistic.
Realistic?
Yeah, realistic slash likely.
Kelly one.
Mm-hmm. I'm really only asking you to rank.
I'm going
to
go Francona two. Mm-hmm. No, I'm going to go. Yeah, I'm going to go Francona two, Madden three.
Francona and Charrington have history.
Is it good?
I mean, they overlapped in Boston, did they not, for a short period of time?
Yes.
So.
But I think he got, did he get fired by?
Charrington's first year as a GM there was 2013 when they won it, right?
Yes.
But he would have known Ben from Ben's time under Theo Epstein,
yep,
working as one of his lieutenants.
And I don't think it really ended on great terms there. Well, Zangrilli will be on in the Bucko minute. We can ask him then.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the remarkable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Say goodbye to your gutter problems with Gutter Helmet. Book a free estimate at GutterHelmet.com. We're live at Studio B in at Bowser Monroeville. It's college football tonight. Pat Narduzzi joined us in the 2 o'clock hour. You can go to our podcast page, 937thefan.com, or download the Odyssey app and stream our show there. Go back and rewind and find it at 2:35. Talked about Eli Holstein being named starting quarterback, the Alabama transfer for Saturday's opener against Kent State. Steelers are off right now. Many of their players will go to college football games this weekend. Cam Hayward traveling back to Columbus to watch Ohio State kill Akron. They are a 50-point favorite.
50.5, I heard.
Oh, sorry, that half point. Yeah, that is
Johnny
important.
The Barber impressed upon me that it was 50.5. You think Ken Carmen's laying the points? Or taking the points, I should say.
He went to Akron, but I think he plays that.
I can't slag that. I went to Penn State, and I'm a Pitt fan.
Steve Palazzolo, now with the 33rd team, our guest right now.
Why not the 44th team or something like that? Where is the 33rd in?
Because there's 32 NFL teams, Chris.
Oh.
You really are just now realizing that?
There's a lot of things like that that I kind of do the whole, it never made sense to me before. Mm. Yeah.
The 33rd NFL team. That's what we are.
I think the NFL should expand. Let's get 40 teams. Give me more games. I don't care if the quarterback play gets watered down, Steve. Give me more games to watch. Give me more content.
It's more work, too, though, at least for me.
Oh, we love it. It's a labor of love.
Steve, if the NFL expanded to 40 teams, would Kenny Pickett be a starting quarterback?
Yeah, he'd be on the fringe, I think. Yeah, he would. He'd have a starting job, I think.
Okay.
For at least another year.
Steve, I'm seeing a quote from T.J. Watt. He went on Cam Hayward's podcast. And he was talking about how he's been in Pittsburgh since 2017, and he's never won a playoff game. And his pitch to guys like Russell Wilson this offseason was, hey, we need you. We're close. We're really close to breaking through and winning a playoff game. When you look at this team now that roster cut down has happened, do they seem close to you to winning a playoff game?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're close. I think Omar Khan's done a pretty good job with the roster the last couple of years. I have concerns about wide receiver two. You know, I think there's a couple of those, couple teams around the league, like what Washington did with Deami Brown essentially stepping into that role. Pittsburgh likely having Van Jefferson in that role. I've got some questions there. And then, you know, we'll see which Russell Wilson they get. But look, I think Tomlin always having them close to the green, so to speak, is valuable. He's obviously done a nice job keeping them competitive. And then, you know, it's about taking that next step. So, yeah, I think they're somewhat close.
In your opinion, is Arthur Smith going to be merely an upgrade over Matt Canada or a significant upgrade in terms of how this offense looks?
I think he has a chance to be a significant upgrade. I know the fantasy people hate Arthur Smith because of all the playmakers that he had in Atlanta and, you know, didn't necessarily use them. But I think the more we learn about what they had in Desmond Ridder and, you know, him, you know, not even making the Arizona Cardinals and everything, I think you realize how much the quarterback was a factor there. Again, the last time we really saw Arthur Smith as a play caller, he was getting the most out of Ryan Tannehill, working play action, two tight end sets, pretty good running game. Different personnel here with Pittsburgh. You don't have Derrick Henry. You don't have A.J. Brown, but you've got some pieces to work with. So I think, you know, Arthur Smith being just focused on just the offense and not having to run the entire team, I think should bode well.
Steve, the Steelers have a top blank roster in the NFL.
15?
So 15. Upper half, so above average. What then are the strengths of this team on paper?
Definitely the edge rushers, definitely the pass rush with T.J. Watt and Alex Highsmith. You know, you could say the front seven, depending on if they get the new Patrick Queen and depending on, you know, what a guy like Peyton Wilson might do if he hits the ground running. So you could say the whole front seven. I think the offensive line isn't there yet, but it can be once they're healthy and once they're, you know, some of those young guys come together. So it's tough to say the line just yet. Certainly the tight end room with, you know, Freiermuth and Darnell Washington. And the secondary, I think, can get there. I think with Minka back there, Joey Porter Jr. in year two, I think they've got some potential there. So,
Steve, Isaac Seumalo, who's going to be out for, I think it'll be probably 4 to 6 weeks if I had to guess based on what people are saying. Isaac Seumalo, he's the Steelers' best lineman, but NFL-wide, he is a top blank interior lineman.
I mean, if you're just talking guards, he's in probably the top four or five. If you're talking, if you throw centers in there, it's closer to, you know, top eight, top ten. But, you know, he's been very good. You know, I think, you know, you saw what he did with Philadelphia, continue to get better during his time there. Good pass protector. I think he's improved a lot in the run games. And I liked him a lot coming out of college way back in 2016 at Oregon State because he showed that he could block even as a left tackle at Oregon State when they needed him. So I've always liked Seumalo as a player, and I still use PFF grades and references. He was the fourth most valuable guard last year using PFF's war metric, so that's one way to sum it up.
Steve, with Russell Wilson, if the line is leaky, if it does have some issues because of Seumalo being out and some younger guys being thrust into starting roles at the beginning of their careers, how do you think that impacts Russell Wilson's ability to be a good quarterback for this team? How much?
It's a big impact because, first off, there'll be games where he just drives you crazy because he's going to leave clean pockets and he's, you know, not going to take a 5-yard easy pass that seemingly is wide open. And so you already have to deal with those plays. If there's pressure through the middle, you start to lose the ability to get the ball down the field, or if there's pressure generally. And then I think the one of the issues with Russ over the last, say, 2 years is he's just lost a little bit of the twitch, a little bit, maybe a step as far as his athleticism goes. So when he's trying to break free from a rusher and make some of that magic happen, it's just not, he just doesn't do it as often as he used to. So I think the biggest thing is if there's pressure as part of their play action game or when they're trying to take shots down the field or get the ball to Pickens, get the ball to Freiermuth, you know, that's where there's going to be issues if you can't create chunk plays.
Steve, I guess this is like the irresistible force and the immovable object. The irresistible force, Russell Wilson's desire to not throw the ball to the middle of the field. The immovable object, Arthur Smith's desire to use the tight end in the passing game, presumably in the middle of the field. What wins out?
Russ has final say here. That's the tough part. Russ, he's got the final call, and if whether it's his height, whether it's discomfort in doing it, or more comfort throwing the ball outside the numbers, Russell Wilson controls the action more than Arthur Smith does. So I think they're going to have to find that balance, and they also have to figure out, you can hit tight ends on outbreakers too, but yeah, I think for this offense to be good, they certainly have to maximize the middle of the field and get Russell Wilson to attack it a little bit more than he has historically.
Steve, if there's no major quarterback injuries, if TJ Watt plays the whole season, if Minka Fitzpatrick plays the whole season, and the Steelers go 9-8, will you say job well done by Mike Tomlin?
I think that's expectation. Because I think that's the expectation. Job done. I would say. Job done.
I'll leave it there.
Steve, did you ever, in your days in minor league baseball, were you ever a part of a game where you were up 7 runs after 6 innings and then lose the game by 4 runs like the Pirates yesterday?
Not off the top of my head, no. Unlikely.
What's the biggest lead you were ever a part of losing? Not like you had to pitch and were part of losing the lead, literally, but your biggest lead a team of yours ever blew?
I don't remember. Minor leagues are so self-centered. You're just like so worried about your career rather than the team.
Yeah,
true. I almost blew. They threw me in a 5-0 game in the 9th inning in A-ball one time, and I almost blew that. I think we won 5-4. Oh. The pitching coach was not happy.
Would managers freak out and do like big like fire and brimstone speeches in minor league ball like during a losing streak and like flip stuff?
Yes, they would. They really would. They were all different, but they would get upset about various things. Some of them just cared if you didn't play hard. That was when you really, like when guys didn't run balls out to first base or guys just didn't cover first as a pitcher, whatever it might have, mental errors, that's when they really started to lose it because they're trying to develop players for the most part.
Yeah. All right, check Steve out, 33rd Team, his podcast. What is it? Mike. The mic.
Check the mic.
Check the mic. Okay, thank you. Check the mic with Sam Monson is there. It is very popular, and it has a new home, and people are loving it. Steve, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
That music means it's time for the Donnie Football Debrief, and it is brought to you by his friends, his new friends at Steel Mill Saloon in Mount Washington. Now, there would be a good spot to go tonight to watch some college football. Coach Prime, Donnie has already called for the upset there. North Dakota State, Carson Wentz, Trey Lance, alma maters.
Name for me one other. Oh, Christian Watson. Huh.
I was going to say Easton Stick. As they look to take down Coach Prime tonight. And possible future Steelers starting quarterback, Dor Sanders. Donnie, what do you got for us in the debrief, buddy?
The debrief, August 29, 2024. We're going to start with the NFL. We will work our way down. We are 1 week away from the kickoff of the NFL season. Ravens and Chiefs next Thursday night. So I thought with these next few debriefs, I'll just throw out some random NFL prediction I may have.
When he does this.
Yeah, this is good.
Like when you said Terrell Owens would come back and play in the NFL a couple years ago.
I'm pretty sure there were actual rumors, I think. Didn't he play in some like arena league? And I think there was an actual rumor at one point.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I also
he was angling for a Cowboys tryout.
Yes, I also predicted the Tom Brady divorce, but I thought that would lead Tom Brady to just go on a war path, and it was kind of the opposite.
Okay, so what do you got up your sleeve today for a football prediction?
So nothing crazy today. I'm just going to throw out my MVP pick for the 2024 season. So
can I guess it?
I may have already told you.
I don't know if you have. Chris, has he told you?
No, he definitely hasn't, which is why
have you said it on any show? Is there any way I would have heard you say it and I just remember it and now I'm going to... get back to you?
Not recently, but I may have brought it up.
All right, here's what I'm going to do.
I bet on this player at the end of last season.
Here we go, I'm not going to steal your thunder. I'm going to write the name down right now.
Mm-hmm. Let me see it.
Name is written down. I want to display it at the end.
I'm
throwing the pen down so I can't do it while he's saying it. All right, so name your 2024 NFL MVP.
C.J. Stroud.
That was what I was about to write down for that little exercise, too.
That's what I wrote down.
Yeah. I do think you've talked about this. You think he's a legit MVP candidate enough that it was in both of our minds.
I have said that the Texans are going to win the Super Bowl. They are my pick to win it all this year.
Sorry, Houston.
Why are you apologizing to them?
Because your predictions usually don't come true and the opposite happens in horrifying fashion.
Continue, Donnie.
Well, I mean, I am also feeling the same way that Pony does when he puts these things out there. If you recall last season, which maybe I'll just do again, I picked the Cincinnati Bengals to win the Super Bowl knowing that would not happen if I made that prediction.
You were trying to jinx them.
And did I ever? Because Joe Burrow was really never right. He ended up having a season-ending injury.
Joe Scheisty.
Yes.
Oh, you were so sick of the Joe Scheisty
stuff. Joe Cool.
You were just dripping with sarcasm and contempt as you said, "Oh, Joey Burr, Joe Scheisty."
Joe Iceface.
You hated the drip that he'd have and the ice he'd wear.
You absolutely
to show up at
despised
games.
Him.
And it worked last season. But
so you're trying to put the Maloikia on the Texans now, too?
No, not necessarily. That was with my Super Bowl pick last season. When I'm making the MVP pick, this is somebody I'm actually hoping does win it.
Because you bet it.
Yes, I put actual money where my mouth is here. I bet on C.J. Stroud. One, the first day after the Super Bowl last season, I bet on C.J. Stroud to win MVP.
And those odds were probably much better for you then than they are now, because the Texans and Stroud have been very popular, given all the moves that they made, the Diggs trade, the Danielle Hunter signing. I mean, they were actually like Noah Brown. They were cutting. You know your team's
players.
Really good when people you've heard of who still have a little bit left end up getting cut by your team. And that's what Houston
Quez
did.
So Quez Watkins, clearly another example.
Yes. And Deuce Bigelow got cut by the Steelers, yeah.
Male Gigolo.
Defensive lineman.
Stroud is actually in the top four. I think when I got him, it wasn't that that much crazier when it came to the odds. I mean, right now it's just 10-1 for him, mostly across the board. Some places have it a little bit lower than that. I think I got it at 15 or 16-1.
Let me ask you this question.
What's your big worry about? Is there a worry you have about Stroud? Obviously, you're confident enough that you think it's going to happen, but other than injury, what would derail it?
I mean, it sounds like you think the big derailment is that I am also predicting a huge season from him.
And
I am also now going to predict C.J. Stroud to win the MVP.
I do think that there is the chance for not a huge sophomore slump. I love the coach in addition to all the other things you guys have mentioned. But
Bobby Slowick, he's got family in Baldwin.
I do think you have an interesting division there. Maybe not the Titans so much, but if Richardson's healthy, I think the Colts are a tough out. Can Lawrence actually build anything? I think the division, two-thirds of the rest of the division, could be tougher than people think.
Impromptu pony prediction in the debrief. Will Levis will be benched by Columbus Day, and Mason Rudolph will take over as their quarterback, and they will come within a whisker, an eyelash, a pubic hair.
Oh, thanks.
Of making the playoffs.
Isn't it Indigenous Peoples Day now? Or am I engaging in what Silvio Dante would call Italian-American discrimination.
Saying, yeah. They're going to come very close, and Mason Rudolph will be the starting quarterback in Tennessee in 2025.
Man, what a renaissance that would be for Money Mace, huh?
Oh, that would make a lot of people happy around here.
Like
I
who?
Told you so.
He never should have got rid of him.
You think Cabali takes a victory lap over that?
I think probably. He'd take a little one.
He'd go on McAfee and he'd be, you know what, remind
does Cabali think that Rudolph is better than Fields and Wilson?
I may ask him that tonight in about 2 hours.
I could see, I'll make a prediction. I think he would say he's better than Fields, not better than Wilson.
He's not a Fields guy, huh?
I think he would be deferential to Wilson's overall body of work.
In addition to making football predictions, Donnie is also now the latest analyst to be added to the high school football game of the week on KDK AM and 100.1 FM. Week one of the Whipple season tomorrow night. This matchup, big out of conference, non-conference matchup of Western PA powers. Bell Vernon versus Aliquippa in the pit, the new Heinz Field. Donnie's first trip to see Aliquippa in person since all the great renovations that got done there a year ago. And I heard from a Bell Vernon alum, he's anticipating a blowout, Donnie. I don't know how much you've looked at the rosters, but he's predicting Quips 42, Bell Vernon 14.
Yeah, I think we've talked to the same Bell Vernon alum. He happens to work in our office. He happens to also be quite involved in this project. So he'll see some of his old friends tomorrow
night. Get their
asses
kicked, apparently.
I assume. I'm really just on the surface here. I am stoked just to be. I mean, I know it's not like the OG Pitt, but going to Aliquippa for a football game, getting to be on the field at that, what is now christened as Heinz Field, because they basically made what is now Acrisure Stadium, previously Heinz Field, their second home. I'm just extremely pumped for that, because I've never gotten to witness or call or ever see an Aliquippa game in their own building. Well, I've seen them play it at the stadium a lot, but
yeah,
not in their home venue.
I like, you know, you say it's not the true original Pitt. I'm thrilled for those kids there, though, that ball out every year, that they got a massive improvement to their stadium. It was a mud before.
That's my adopted team. I have Chartiers Houston, which is my hometown team. Mm-hmm. But my adopted team that I root for is I front run. I go with Aliquippa.
Aliquippa's so good, even you can adopt them, and nothing bad's going to happen to them.
I do think it's interesting that it's been a long time since they produced an NFL player. Can you name the last NFL player from Aliquippa?
Cam Lindsay? No, wait, that's too young.
I'll give you a
John
hint.
Baldwin.
I'll give you a hint. He played at KLU.
Oh, no.
And he used to work at the Pittsburgh airport.
He used to work at the airport?
Yep.
I don't know who this is.
Nothing.
Tommy Campbell.
Oh, yeah.
I think Tyke Hayes is probably a pro-level type
yeah.
of guy.
Is he there now?
Yeah, he's all.
He's
state,
been a starter since
Penn
he was
state
a freshman.
Recruit.
Yeah, he's a monster.
Had over 2,100 yards last year. Had over 20 touchdowns last year. He might be bound for the league in a few seasons.
I don't think Bell Vernon's ever put out an NFL, or have they?
Dorian Johnson, didn't he make it?
Yes.
How long was he in the NFL for?
Not long. We graduated around the same time. I think
he was a five-star
guy. 2013.
Oh, I know he was a big recruit at Pitt, but I don't think he played in the NFL, Chris, other than preseason stuff.
I'm pretty sure he was with Arizona.
I think they've got a guy who just graduated who has NFL written on him as far as athletically. I'll tell you this, though, Donnie. You can say one thing. Bell Vernon going on the road. It won't be another day at the beach for the Leopards.
Donnie, say that on the broadcast and don't credit Mulsey. Also, I feel like Donnie is going to be like when Dick Vitale would go on the road at these college basketball venues. And there's going to be those big fat heads of him in the crowd.
I hope
there's going to be people posing for selfies.
Oh, would that be great?
They're going to want pictures. They're going to want him to kiss babies, sign boobs, things like that.
I got to see if there are any giant heads of me.
Yeah.
I think Tanuta had one last year.
Oh, you got to get a fan base to get riled up, a home fan base and hold
like
that.
Like Fetko used to do when he was in his glory.
Glory days, yeah. They'd have John Fetko like, heads, all that stuff. You got to become that guy, Donnie. I think you're ripe for the picking here.
Fetko came in studio and shadowed me doing a show a couple years ago when you were on vacation. You know both of his kids played baseball at UConn?
I did know that, actually.
One of them is in the twin system. And he told me that his kids were so serious about baseball from a very young age that they would take batting practice 365 days a year.
Seems too
Christmas morning, they'd wake up, they'd get in the cage.
Seems a little too serious about baseball, if you ask me.
You think?
I love to golf, for example. I would not want to golf every single day of the year.
That's what Mike Piazza's dad had him doing. They had that very expensive hitting machine in their backyard because his dad owned a car dealership.
Piazza's still an all-time story. Gets drafted as a favor.
Yep.
Ends up being a Hall of Famer. Some teams have all the luck, Pony. Who could forget his time with the Marlins?
All right, so that's why we won't have Donnie tomorrow. He will be off calling that big-time high school football matchup.
Who do we have in his place?
A total mystery producer.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center... Keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.